USA News, I'm Tim Berg. At least one person is dead and several others injured after shots were fired near Union Station, where crowds had gathered to celebrate the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl win. Two armed people were taken into custody. Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves says officers responded quickly.
This is not Kansas City. I'm angered by what happened, but I want you to know that the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department and all the law enforcement officers that were there today, that were serving and protecting, did the best that they could, and I'm so proud of them that they ran into danger, getting two people into custody, and at the same time rendering life-sustaining aid to those victims.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner of Ohio is calling on President Biden to declassify information relating to a specific foreign threat that Congress has recently been made aware of. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he has a planned meeting with Congressman Turner and other congressional leaders later this week.
We scheduled a briefing for the four House members of the Gang of Eight. That's been on the books. So I am a bit surprised that Congressman Turner came out publicly in advance of a meeting on the books.
The judge presiding over Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case will decide on Thursday whether to remove District Attorney Fannie Willis. One of Trump's co-defendants argued that Willis should be disqualified because of her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. According to Georgia State Law Professor Clark Cunningham, this issue could prolong the proceedings.
I think what we're looking at is a kind of a mini trial on the Fannie Willis-Nathan Wade affair. And that mini trial is going to go on for a heck of a long time. It's not going to be resolved anything like February 15th.
Willis is accused of financially benefiting from hiring Wade for $650,000. This is USA News.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is spending some time in Israel meeting with his counterparts. This is Wray's first visit since the October 7th attacks by the Hamas terrorist group. Wray is speaking about the war between Israel and Hamas, as well as threats the United States is facing in the region.
We've seen a really rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations both express support and praise for the Hamas attacks and threaten to attack U.S. interests at home and abroad.
Drivers for rideshare and delivery companies such as Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash are going on strike across the country, demanding better pay and fair treatment. Lyft CEO David Risher telling Fox Business his company has already been taking steps to become more transparent and meet the demands of these drivers.
The strikes, of course, have been planned for weeks, maybe months. But just last week, we put out a new release that guarantees that drivers will always make a minimum of 70% of what riders pay after fees.
The college football playoff will remain on ESPN for the foreseeable future. The CFP agreeing to a new rights deal with ESPN on Tuesday. The network will exclusively broadcast the new 12-team tournament until at least 2031. The new deal kicks in before the 2026 season and is worth $7.8 billion over 6 years. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.